The nickname of this Lebanese mountain town, Alay, is Arus al-Masayef, the bride of touristic places. But the picturesque village outside Beirut that once attracted many Saudis and other Gulf nationals for its quaint atmosphere and cool evening breezes looks abandoned these days. Many restaurants are empty, some have closed down for good. Maher Abu Hassan is the manager of a restaurant in Alay.
Before, you needed 2 to 3 hours just to get through the main street of LA. It used to be packed. Now it's empty. Most of my customers used to be from the Gulf. This year I had only 2 from there.
His restaurant, The Sound of the Oud, like the streets of his village, also used to be packed, filling all 200 seats every Saturday night. Now he's lucky if he gets 40 customers. Abu Hassan had to cut his employees from around 18 to 4. With its beautiful mountains, stunning beaches, Roman ruins, and Ottoman architecture, Lebanon's economy has long leaned on tourism, which accounts for more than a quarter of its gross domestic product. Visitor numbers are down nearly 38% from 2010. The war in neighboring Syria is just one of the factors. Lebanese Minister of Tourism, Fadi Aboud.
You know, we don't have anymore a road link with the rest of the world. Because, you know, we don't have a link with Israel. The only link is through Syria. And, you know, probably I lost about 250,000 tourists coming by road to Lebanon, mainly Jordanians, Iranians, and certainly from the Gulf.
To entice tourists, the ministry recently offered a promotion of 50 days for 50% off. Discounts were offered on airline tickets, hotels, and restaurants. Nizar Khoury is head of the commercial section for Lebanon's national carrier, Middle East Airlines.
It hasn't worked because really the reason for the Arab nationals not coming to Beirut is not the price, actually. It's because of the situation, political and security situation.
So Lebanon is trying to diversify its pool of tourists by reaching out to new audiences from Russia, Latin America, and Africa, among other regions. Paige Kollek for VOA News, Alay, Lebanon.